Let's talk about Adam for a moment, Marshall, while we have some time this hour. He was created by the Anunnaki. They needed a worker. Was he the first of their creation?
The first successful, yeah. The first success that they had was, and they called him Adamu. And he says, Enki, the boy child, in his hands held the image of perfection he was. He slapped the newborn on his hind parts. The newborn uttered proper sounds. He handed the newborn to Nima. She held him up in her hands. My hands have made it. Victoriously, she shouted. Shaggy like the wild ones, he was not. Dark black his head hair was. Smooth was his skin. Smooth as the Anunnaki skin it was. Like dark red blood was its color. Like the clay of the Abzu was its hue. Now, of course, this happened in Africa. And I'm sure that the evolutionary Homo erectus had to be black. So that hue came over.
All right, so the Adamu is created. Black? What about Eve, the story of Eve now? How did that pop up? And then the serpent. I mean, what did that all have to do with this?
Well, you know, George, they did create a female because what was happening was the birth mothers, the Anunnaki birth mothers, really got kind of tired of producing all these primitive workers.
They thought they were like a baby factory or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what they decided was they'd create a female.
Let them do the work.
Let them do the work, right. And the female operation was very interesting in that they had four of them, two Anunnaki and two humans, and they took bone marrow out of the male's rib to create the female.
Much like the story.
Exactly.
Much like the story. That's a good point.
That they couldn't fix, George, was that when you do cloning, you get like mules. They can't reproduce themselves. You know, it's like they're sterile.
Okay.
So they had to go and do another corrective procedure whereby the female could reproduce.
I see.
And that story, I think, is somehow intertwined with the Garden of Eden and the biblical story of Adam and Eve.
The apple, don't eat this, the fruit, the forbidden fruit and all that.
Right.
Somewhere along the line, where do they interject the thought of evil and things like that? Or are we going down the wrong path?
Okay, that's a very good question, George. I've done a lot of thinking about that because I don't know whether by nature we're that way naturally or whether it comes from our genetic heritage.
Because it's obvious the Anunnaki were pretty violent in their own way.
Yes. Okay, so this is where you're tracking right along with me, George. I figured that the genes that we got were their genes. They were warlike people.
Yep.
They were their marital situations was like a soap opera. They were extremely sexual. And we got all those things. But the fact that they used us later on in their wars, you know, we were taught war to fight for their side versus the other side. And, you know,
And look what's happened to us now. That's all we do is fight. I'm talking about as a planet. Of course, probably as us, too.
Exactly, right. So that I think we just inherited what was there and they survived. Apparently, they refer to some problems they had on Nibiru. I think they might have had an atomic war on Nibiru, because in one place they say, "Well, what happened on Nibiru will be mirrored here on Earth."
I'm not sure that there's anybody left on Nibiru.
Maybe not.
If that planet comes around, they may not be there to come back here.
Yeah, they might be a dead planet when it comes back. And you know, there's been Sitchin always talks about, well, you know, you got to worry about who's in control, whether it's the Enlil clan or it's the Enki clan, because these were the two opposing factions.